ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। हरे कृष्ण। वी आर रीडिंग फ्रॉम 10th कैंटो चैप्टर 6 एंटाइटल्ड किलिंग ऑफ द डेमन पूतना टेक्स्ट 32। नूनम बदर्शी संजातो योगेशो वसमासयसः स एव दृष्टो हि उत्पातो यद अह अनाकदुम दुवि। ट्रांसलेशन एंड पर्पट बाय हिज डिवाइन ग्रेसेस भक्तिवेदांत स्वामी श्रील प्रभुपाद। नंद महाराज एंड अदर गोपाज एक्सक्लेम्ड, माय डियर फ्रेंड्स, यू मस्ट नो that Anakadumdubi Vasudev has become a great saint or master of mystic power. Otherwise, how could he have foreseen this calamity and predicted it to us? Purport. This verse illustrates the difference between Kshatriyas and innocent Vaishyas. By studying the political situation, Vasudev could see what would happen. Whereas Nanda Maharaj, the king of agriculturists, could only guess that Vasudev was a great saintly person and had developed mystic powers. Vasudev actually had all mystic powers under his control, otherwise he could not have become the father of Krishna. But in fact, he foresaw the calamities in Vraja by studying Kamsa's political activities and thus warned Nanda Maharaj to take precautions. Although Nanda Maharaj thought that Vasudev had predicted this incident through wonderful mystic powers. By mystic powers gained through the practice of Hatha Yoga, one can study and understand the future. So first of all, I would like to take blessings of all the Vaishnavas. To speak on 10th canto is such a difficult thing, but as a service for my own purification, and if I can do some service for all of you. So we'll try to speak on this verse number 32. Nanda Maharaj and other Gopas exclaimed, "My dear friends, you must know that Vasudev has become a great saint or master of mystic power. Otherwise, how could he have foreseen this calamity and predicted it to us?" Just prior to this verse, text 31, Putna has been killed now and Nanda Maharaj has returned from Mathura. He had gone to Mathura to pay his annual taxes to Kamsa. And when he comes, he sees the body of Putna 12 miles long and he is wonderstruck by the scene. So, here in Purport, Prabhupada says, Nanda Maharaj's wonder may be understood in various ways. First of all, the cowherd men had never before seen such a gigantic body in Vrindavan, and therefore they were struck with wonder. Then they began to consider where such body has come from, whether it had dropped from the sky, or whether by some mistake or by power of some mystic yogini they had come to some place other than Vrindavan. They could not actually guess what had happened and therefore they were stuck with wonder. And this verse today, this illustrates the difference between the Kshatriyas and Prabhupada writes innocent Vaishyas. So today we will try to discuss some of the beautiful transcendental qualities of Nanda Maharaj and Vasudev. And because they had such transcendental qualities which are based on their love for Shri Krishna, their child, their son, so they exhibited such beautiful qualities. This Nanda Maharaj quality, here it is explained that innocent Vaishyas. I was just looking for word, synonymous word, And I found that actually simplicity and innocence are actually, they are synonymous words. Maybe if somebody knows better English, they can correct. But like, they are synonymous. So this is a quality we will discuss about simplicity. And also, this purport is reflecting the quality of Nanda Maharaj, Vasudev, about his concern for Krishna, and he is asking to take precautions. He is asking Nanda Maharaj to take precautions against the various disturbances which will be coming henceforth. When they met in Mathura, Nanda Maharaj was already warned by Vasudev that you should return immediately because there will be so many disturbances in Gokul. And this is a quality of a Kshatriya. Though Nanda Maharaj and Vasudev are eternally Krishna's father, they are playing a role of a Kshatriya or a Vaishya, but eternally they are transcendental, eternal associates of the Lord. But they are exhibiting this beautiful quality of simplicity, which is exhibited by Nanda Maharaj, and genuine concern, which is exhibited by Vasudev as a Kshatriya king. Because Kshatriyas, their duty is to give protection to the citizens, and Vaishyas are, definitely they are under the Kshatriyas, they are protected, and therefore they have to appreciate what the Kshatriyas are doing for protection, and they have to follow what the Kshatriyas have been told. So Nanda Maharaj had already put some local men before he left to Mathura so that Krishna and his whole family will be protected. So Prabhupada writes in the purport, Vasudev being Kshatriya could understand the political situation. But Nanda Maharaj, being very simple at heart, he thought it's only because of some mystic power he could understand. Here the word is used that Rishi. Vasudev has become a saintly person because it has already been predicted that there will be disturbances. But because of its simplicity, because Nanda Maharaj is so absorbed in intense love for Krishna, because of his intensity, he could not understand so many things because he was completely under the yoga maya of the Lord. So therefore, this simplicity is exhibited in his personality. And it is said simplicity is really a hallmark of a sadhu. Because simplicity means there is no duplicity and straightforward in his dealings. Of course, this quality, in Bhagavad Gita, Prabhupada mentions that this quality has to be, it's meant for all the ashrams. It's not only for some grahasthas or some brahmacharis. It's meant for all ashrams actually. And even Vasudev also exhibited this quality of simplicity. So we will just see some of the qualities of Vasudev and Nanda Maharaj, how they are similar and how these qualities, their relationship was based on such qualities. So now Vasudev, being a Kshatriya, knew the political situation. Prabhupada writes here that by studying the political situation, Vasudev came to know that Kamsa, he had already had so much interaction with Kamsa. So he knew that Kamsa is a highly unpredictable person. And Prabhupada gives very beautiful purports from first, second, third chapters, where there are some, just like there are good qualities, the demonic qualities are also, one after another verses it's listed, some of the qualities of Kamsa. So Vasudev knew all his qualities and his character, Kamsa's character. He had actually no character, it is said in one of the purport. Prabhupada says that he had no character because he had no control over his senses. And because he had no control over senses, he committed so many sinful activities. The chapter before this, we saw the atrocities committed by King Kamsa. was slaughtering cows. He killed so many innocent children. He gave an order that all children born should be killed. So because there was no sense control, he was always committing sinful activities. And the root of all was that envy towards Krishna. Kamsa was also Krishna conscious, Prabhupada says, but he was unfavorably disposed. Always thinking about Krishna. But he was thinking, how I can kill Krishna. And always envious about Krishna. And therefore, he was always doing sinful activities, and because of which he was condemned personality. In one of the purport projects, he was condemned personality. And this fear, and always fearful, because those who are envious have to be fearful. So Prabhupada writes in Krishna book that fear is due to envy. And he could neither understand what instructions Vasudeva gave to him in order to prevent. Vasudeva was such a straightforward. Again, Vasudeva is exhibiting this quality of simplicity. Simplicity means no duplicity, straightforward. Means even the truth is revealed to the enemy. Now Kamsa is an enemy in one sense. But Vasudeva was giving him such beautiful instructions about karma and transmigration of soul and how he should stop sinning, doing such all nefarious activities. So that shows again, Vasudeva had also the quality of simplicity. As Nanda Maharaj had the quality of simplicity. He could not understand all these things. Been playing a role of a Vaishya. But this quality, similarity is there, this quality of simplicity. Both of these exhibited the quality of simplicity. And therefore, he knew that Kamsa is a highly unpredictable person, and therefore he warned Nanda Maharaj that you should go immediately to Gokul because there are so many utpata, disturbances will be there. Because Kamsa, we cannot predict, anything can happen. And therefore, he is telling Nanda Maharaj to go back to Gokul. But Nanda Maharaj, Prabhupada writes here, as king of Arils, could not understand. He thought that he has developed some mystic power. So, this particular instance shows how their relationship between Nanda Maharaj and Vasudeva is so deeply rooted. They are brothers and they had a friendly relationship with each other. But their relationship was based on love for Krishna. So, the basic thing in relationships is about how much we have love for Krishna. If our relationship is based on sense gratification, it doesn't last long. But if it is based putting Krishna in the center, then everything is blissful. We see nowadays so many relationships are breaking down. No one can stay together, no friends stay together, neither the husband and wife can stay together, neither the father gets along with his son. So much relationship problems. Because ultimately, relationship is, in material world, relationship is based on false ego. And whenever there are clashes between false ego, the relationship breaks down. But here, their relationship is based on love for Krishna. So, here, Nanda Maharaj is appreciating. Because he is warned by Vasudeva, so he is appreciating the power of foresight, of Vasudeva's power of foresight. So this quality of simplicity will always lead to appreciation. He praised Vasudeva for that. So in order to have proper functioning anywhere, in any aspect of our life, and to have smooth relationships, to avoid frictions, these two qualities are so much needed. First is the quality of having concern, genuine concern for each other. And when someone is showing some genuine concern, then there should be appreciation for that. And if these two qualities, like sadhakas of all of us, if we can develop, then there will be smooth functioning. So this, in particular, in this context of today's verse regarding Varnashram, though Nanda Maharaj and Vasudeva, they don't come under the jurisdiction of Varnashram, they are eternal parents of Lord Shri Krishna, but still they in the material world, they behaved like Kshatriyas and Vaishyas. So in order to function properly in any ashram or any varna, these two qualities are so important regarding genuine concern and appreciation. And these qualities can be developed when a person is having a simple heart. So both Vasudev and Nanda Maharaj had this beautiful quality of simplicity. Bhaktisiddhanta Swara Thakur says, simplicity is Vaishnavism. So this beautiful quality of Nanda Maharaj and Vasudev, simplicity has been exhibited in this particular instance. Again, this quality of appreciation was shown by Nanda Maharaj when Gargamuni appeared on the scene when Krishna took birth to perform his birth ceremony. And Gargamuni, being a family priest, he could understand the past, present and future. And he knew actually that Krishna is Narayan himself. But he didn't reveal. He didn't reveal fully to Nanda Maharaj and his family members. But Nanda Maharaj, though he was not aware that Krishna is Narayan himself, he appreciated the words of Gargamuni. So this quality of appreciation is so important that one who is simple will always feel grateful, always feel appreciation for whatever he is getting in life. So this has been exhibited by Nanda Maharaj over here. Now, this quality of simplicity is so important, but we see nowadays that we ourselves as sadhakas, we are so complex and it's so difficult that to understand such qualities and to imbibe, and many questions, many people put such questions, how can we be so simple, we are living in the outside world and it's practically impossible to develop that simplicity. So it's actually possible. Very nice verses, one or two verses I will just read out, where Prabhupada gives hope that even at the present moment, we can develop this quality of simplicity. It is said that Krishna is Bhakta Bhaktiman, and Bhakta is Bhagavat Bhaktiman. Krishna is, for Krishna, the devotees are so dear that he becomes their servant. Many instances we see, he became a servant of the Pandavas, he became Sarathi for Arjun. So Krishna becomes servant and he puts the devotee in a higher position than him. So in this instance also, Nanda Maharaj and Vasudev, they are eternally father and mother of Krishna. So they are actually the superiors. They are behaving as superiors to Krishna. They are ordering Krishna. And Krishna likes someone chastising him, someone who is better than him. This is transcendental reciprocation, loving relationship between Lord and his devotees. Nanda and Vasudev, they are in eternal parental vatsala ras. And therefore they are acting as superiors. In Chaitanya Charitamrita, very beautiful shloka I was reading, I will just like to share with you. It is said, Krishna premera ehi eka apurva prabhav, guru sama laguke karaya dasya bhav. Love for Krishna has its one unique effect. When one has love, pure love for Krishna, it has an unique effect. It imbues superiors, equals and inferiors with the spirit of service to Lord Krishna. So here they are rendering service. Vasudev and Nanda Maharaj, they always wanted to protect Krishna. And Krishna always was taking service from them. From Nanda Maharaj, Yashoda Mai, they was taking service from them. So that is why Krishna is Bhakta Bhaktiman. And Bhakta is Bhagavat Bhaktiman. So this is a beautiful quality which is based on simplicity. So Krishna likes a simple heart. If you are too complex, then Krishna knows how to purify. So these particular Vrajvasis, they are all simple. Simple devotees of the Lord. Pure devotees of the Lord. Of course, they were highly qualified in the sense they knew everything. Because they were worshipping Krishna means they know all the Vedas. But externally it may seem that they may not be very scholarly or they may not be very talented from external point of view. But this quality of simplicity is so attractive that Krishna becomes subservient to them. Becomes servant of them. And he takes service from them. So that is a beautiful quality which can be developed by rendering service to the great Vaishnavas. By following in the footsteps of Vrajvasis. By associating with them. And who is real Vrajvasi? Vrajvasi is one who always thinking about Krishna. Complete absorbed in Krishna's service. And His Divine Grace, S.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada, who is a pure Vaishnava, Vrajvasi, he exhibited these qualities of simplicity, concern and appreciation, genuine appreciation for his devotees. Once he said to his disciples that you are all sent by my Guru Maharaj to assist me. Such genuine appreciation. And therefore all the disciples of Srila Prabhupada who helped him to establish ISKCON, they gave their lives, they took risks. Why? Because there was a genuine concern. Prabhupada genuinely had a great care and affection for them. Concern about each and every devotee. And because of such genuine care and affection shown by Srila Prabhupada, we have this beautiful society, ISKCON society, flourishing. Even though Prabhupada has physically left this world. Because these are the foundation principles which Prabhupada has given and we should try to implement in our own life and also with our dealings with other devotees, which will help us to be solidly situated in Krishna consciousness. These are the foundational principles. Having genuine concern for each other and having genuine appreciation. This quality of genuine concern is developed because of intense affection and attachment. Vasudeva was concerned because he was intensely attached to Krishna. And he had great affection for Lord Shri Krishna. So therefore, affection and attachment leads to concern. Genuine concern. So this is exhibited by Vasudeva. And appreciation can only be there when you have a simple heart. When a person with a duplicitous nature, he cannot be grateful, he cannot praise others. Because to praise others and to appreciate means you have to put that person one step ahead of you. And that hurts the false ego so much that if someone is better than me or someone is better than us, it hurts the false ego because of duplicitous character. Because we are not pure, we are a conditioned state, we cannot appreciate what we get. And therefore, progress in devotional life, it takes long time. In spite of chanting for so many years, Gaur Govind Maharaj was saying in one of the lectures that in spite of coming to the temple for so many years, still people have not developed those qualities. Still they are engaging in prajalpa, they are not involved in Krishna consciousness activities. Why? Because of wrong association. But Gaur Govind Maharaj was saying, wrong association. Wrong association leads to crookedness. So therefore we have to guard against association. If we are associating with wrong, ill-motivated people, then our consciousness is spoiled. And when our consciousness is spoiled, that is reflected in our behavior, our character, and ultimately in our activities. Because character leads to activities. Whatever is charitra is more important. Nowadays, when we do a college program, generally we put this question, which is important, personality or character? Some boys who have some ethics or something, they say that character is important. Most of the thing, the boys say personality. Because they want to imitate some Hollywood, Bollywood or some sports star. Because personality is something to do with externals. Character has to do something with the internal aspect of life. Your heart. So nowadays most of the focus is on personality. How you look, how you talk. That is more important. What's in heart is not important. So this is quality of simplicity is most important. So the more we associate with great saintly persons, devotees of the Lord, pure devotees of the Lord, and those who are following the pure devotees, they are also in one sense potential pure devotees because they are following pure devotees. Though they may be on different stages of devotional service, but still we should associate with them. Though some of them may not be advanced, but still they are following the highest authority or highest pure devotee. For instance, just like Prabhupada, Prabhupada is a pure devotee. And in our society, there are a range of devotees. And who are we to judge whether who is a pure devotee or not? It's a big question. How can we say who is a pure devotee? But we know that Prabhupada is a pure devotee and anyone who is following his instructions, he is a potential candidate for pure devotional service. So therefore, in our dealings with devotees also should be based on this quality of simplicity. Of course, we have to have that discriminative power, but still, we have to follow those who are following Srila Prabhupada. And that will come by associating with those who are genuine, those who have genuine concern and appreciation for each other. Then our relationship will be successful. So, this quality of simplicity, there is one shloka in this 10th canto, 11th chapter, the childhood pastimes of Krishna, where now Nanda Maharaj had seen so many different utpata, disturbances going on. So many demons came and tried to kill Krishna, but ultimately they were all vanquished, destroyed. So it is said, in this way, the cowherd men, headed by Nanda Maharaj, enjoyed topics about pastimes of Krishna and Balram with great transcendental pleasure, and they could not even perceive material tribulations. So even in Gokul, there were so many disturbances. So what to say of our condition? We are staying in the material world. Even in Gokul, there are so many utpat, disturbances. So we have to expect there will be disturbances. There will be disturbances in the society, there will be disturbances outside, inside, everywhere. But the main disturbance is because of our anarthas in the heart. So we have to take care of the disturbance rather than the external disturbances. External disturbances are manifestation of internal disturbance. Because internally people are disturbed so much, so many anarthas are there, so much churning is going on, that has been manifested in the external activities. So we cannot blame the situation. Better to take care of the internal disturbances. Why the relationship spoiled? Because it's ultimately because of the false ego. When two false ego come together, there are clashes. Everyone wants that it should be my way. Or it is a highway. Chaitanya Charan Prabhu says that it's my way or highway. So it's just a clash of egos. Because we are not simple. So here, even in Gokul, there were disturbances, but how Nanda Maharaj was so blissful. Iti Nanda Dayo Gopa Krishna Rama Katham Muda Kurvanto Rama Manascha Navindam Bhava Vedanam. Iti Nanda Dayo Gopa. Why they were so happy? All Nanda Maharaj and the Gopas, they were always happy. Because Krishna Rama Katham Muda. They were always absorbed in hearing about Krishna. In one of the translations, Prabhupada writes that these Gopas were so expert, they used to compose different songs, poems, regarding Krishna's pastime, what Krishna did whole day. And just by reciting and hearing each other, they were in transcendental bliss. And that is all Bhagavatam 10th canto is all about. Glorification of the Lord. Krishna Rama Katham Muda. So if we absorb our consciousness in hearing about Krishna and Ram, that is Balram, then what will happen? Navindam bhavavedanam. Even in midst of so many disturbances, utpat, problems, difference of opinion, we will be always be in blissful state. So that is a lesson which we learn here. That Nanda Maharaj and Yashoda, they appeared as ordinary persons, but they never felt these tribulations. Why? Because they were always absorbed in thinking about Krishna and discussing about Krishna. So if we follow in the footsteps of Nanda Maharaj, Vasudev and the Gopas, we can also become happy, Prabhupada writes, simply discussing the activities of Krishna. So simplicity will lead to transcendental happiness. Just few days back, someone was saying, His Holiness Niranjan Maharaj gave a nice lecture. He said that one should be happy doing simple things. But we are so complex that we feel these simple things are very simple. There has to be something complex which should bring us happiness. So Prabhupada has given simple things. We have to be happy with simple things. Chanting Hare Krishna, hearing Srimad Bhagavatam and taking prasad. Of course, that is also an important part. So if we are happy doing simple things, that will lead to transcendental happiness. We cannot imitate Nanda Maharaj and Yashoda Mai or Vasudev and Devaki, but we can follow in their footsteps. No one can become Krishna's father and mother because they are all eternal associates. That are eternal posts, we can say. They are eternal Krishna's father and mother. But we can develop that affection for Krishna. We can develop that intensity of love which Nanda Maharaj had for Krishna, Vasudev had for Krishna. We cannot imitate, but we can develop those quality of attachment to Krishna and affection, intense affection for Krishna, by following in their footsteps. We cannot imitate. If we imitate, we will fall down. But if we follow, then we will attain eternal happiness. So this is a lesson which we learn from this particular instance, that developing this quality of simplicity is so important in order to go home back to Godhead. Unless we are simple, we cannot understand Shri Krishna. So, just to conclude, another beautiful shloka from 10th canto, it is said, Nanda Maharaj and Yashoda maintained continuous, unswerving devotional love in parental affection. And in their association, all the other inhabitants of Vrindavan, the Gopas and Gopis, developed the culture of Krishna Bhakti. So that is the power of association. So this quality of simplicity can be developed by serving Vaishnavas, by regular hearing Krishna Katha, and following in the footsteps of the Vrajvasis. And His Divine Grace, S.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada, a Vrajvasi, a pure devotee of the Lord, has given this beautiful system of hearing and chanting the glories of the Lord. The more we absorb our consciousness in hearing and chanting the glories of the Lord, the more the heart is cleaned. And more the heart is cleaned, that means we develop this quality of simplicity. And by simplicity, we can attract Krishna's attention. Just like Nanda Maharaj and Yashoda, they are eternal associates of Lord Shri Krishna. And because they are so attached, they have so much devotion for the Lord. And because of such devotion, they have exhibiting such beautiful qualities like simplicity, genuine concern, appreciation. And because they are simple, they are dependent on the Lord in every aspect. Now, Nanda Maharaj didn't know Krishna is the supreme personality of Godhead. And he always wanted to protect. But he knew that Krishna will be protected by Lord Vishnu. Again, this is not a contradiction, but this is the, when a person develops that love, high level of, he was on a very high stage of parental love, Vatsalya Bhav, where this particular aspect of protecting the Lord comes into the picture. And therefore, Lord, because of this dependency, always Lord also protects the devotees. But for instance, like Nityabaddha, living entities of the material world, for them, because their consciousness is polluted by the anarthas, and all these demons in Vrindavan, they represent different anarthas in our heart. And Krishna actually comes and defeats, vanquishes all the anarthas in our heart, if we become dependent on Him. And only a simple heart can be dependent on the Lord. Because if we are too complex and we are planning for our own schemes, our plans, then one cannot surrender to Krishna. One has to be simple as Nanda Maharaj. We cannot imitate but can follow, and so that we can become completely dependent on the Lord. And then, because of dependency, we can attract the attention of Sri Krishna. But because of these anardas, what happens? We are always fearful of our material existence. But one of the ways to approach the Lord is by fear. One of the ways, the topmost among all ways to approach Krishna is by love. But since we don't have love, one of the ways is out of duty, another way is out of fear, another is, topmost is love, and one more. Reward. But most of us, because we become fearful of our material existence, what will happen? And many of the devotees, they become fearful, and they have become devotees because of fear of material existence. Many of the people, they take shelter of Krishna, or even demigods also, they, because of fear of material existence, feeling insecure, and therefore they take shelter of higher authority. Fear leads to taking shelter of higher authority. And those who come to Krishna, they are the topmost. So therefore, this, because of pollution in the heart, the conditioned living entity is fearful. And when he is fearful, if he practices devotional service, what happens? Its purification takes place. And when purification takes place, then one develops these qualities, different qualities exhibited by the great souls. And then when one becomes very simple and dependent on the Lord, then the Lord offers His protection. So this is a beautiful narration about these beautiful qualities exhibited by Nanda Maharaj about simplicity and quality of Vasudev, of genuine concern. And Vasudev's, because of genuine concern, Nanda Maharaj appreciated his quality. He praised, here it is said, that he has now become a great saintly persons, Rishi, master of mystic power. Otherwise, how could he predict the calamities? So that is the simplicity which is exhibited by Nanda Maharaj in this particular instance. So we'll stop here. Hare Krishna. Thank you. Jai Srila Prabhupada ki, Srimad Bhagavat Mahapuran ki.